We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Yibum, Halacha Aleph, from the beginning, page 147 in our sets. Inyan Yibum, the topic of Yibum, Lohokim Shem Hameis Al Nachalosai, to establish the name of the brother who passed away on his property. On his estate. Kama Shekosu, as the Torah tells us in Chumash Dvarim, chapter 25, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdov, when brothers will live together, and one of the brothers will be married and pass away without having had any children, V'hoyo HaBechoyer, then the eldest of the remaining brothers, Hainu Gdoil HaAchim, the Gemara says, the elder of the living remaining brothers, will step in and he'll be offered the opportunity to perform the procedure of Yibum. Kemoi Shedosh Rabbi Seinozal, as the Gemara explains on this, Yokum al Shem Ochiv Lenachalo. This brother will step forward to uphold the name of his brother, the dead brother, Lenachla, on the estate, Veloyimoche Shmoi Bi Yisrael, so that his name will not be erased from the Jewish people. He died, didn't leave any heirs, any children. Umuvan mizeh, we conclude from that, shehakomas shem hameis al yidei hayibum, that the mitzvah of establishing the name of the brother who passed away through this process called yibum, tolui b'ma she'ochiv loikeach nachlas hameis im ishtoi shemiyabim, is dependent on the fact that the living brother takes the estate of his brother that passed away and his wife and his widow. It's a package deal. He gets both the estate, the possessions, and the wife. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk also says in Megillas Rus, chapter 4, Lohokim Shem Hameis Al Nachalosoi Daiko, to establish the name of the person who passed away on his estate, specifically. And as you'll find over there in Megillas Rus, in the other psukim that are in close proximity with this pasuk we just quoted, that the establishment of the name of this person who passed away is related to the fact that the living person takes over his estate. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in Megillas Rus. Ki gam Shom Barus Merumos Inyan Yibum Kamuva. Because in the story that takes place over there in Megillas Rus with Boaz marrying Rus, etc., the whole complex issue that takes place there, the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that is a remez also to the mitzvah of Yibum. That what was taking place there was similar in concept to the mitzvah of Yibum. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to begin a discussion on the topic of money and materialism in this world, where he's really going to clarify some very important things. Paragraph Beis, Ki Iker Bria Sa'odom Bozeh Ho'ilam, Hu Bishvil Sheyevarer Nitzoitzos Hagdoshim Shenisarvu Al Yedei Chet Odom Orishon Kemuva. The main purpose for the creation of man and the main mission of man in this world is to sort out and to rectify the holy sparks that got mixed up as a result of the sin of Adam Rishon, as a result of Adam and Chava choosing to partake from the Eitz Hadas, which was good and bad mixed together. This caused a major mix-up in the world, where good and bad got mixed up together, and now there's a whole job of Klal Yisrael, of each and every person, and Tzaddikim especially, to try to sort out the good from the bad and separate them. Ve'elu hanitzoitzois yev shelohem lezbare bepam achas bedoy rechod. These sparks cannot be sorted out in one shot, not even in one generation. Kiyim b'chol dor v'dor mizbarin mat mat, but rather, throughout each and every single generation, these holy sparks are being sorted out slowly but surely. Ad sheyovoi Moshiach b'mehera v'yameinu, v'oz yugmar habirur, kemuva kol ze b'ksovim. Until Moshiach will come, and then this whole process will be completed, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal and Sifrei Kabbalah. And this is the reason why each and every single Jew has to strive to leave behind in the world, after he leaves, a blessing, children, living children, so that they will fill in his place when he lives, when he leaves. They will take over where he left off in this assembly line, levarer hanitzoytzois bador shachrov, and continue this process of sorting out the sparks in the next generation. Ki yefsher sheyevarom legamri, because it's impossible for any individual person to sort them out completely, to complete this process. Ki tzrichin levarom midor ledor daiko, but rather, this is a procedure, this is an assembly line that crosses from generation to generation. Ve'ikar hanitzoitzois she'tzrichim levarer ha'mechet odom ha'rishoin heim hanitzoitzois ha'gdoishim she'naflu be'kesev ve'zohov. Even though we know, we're told in the Holy Sforim, that these sparks are found in everything in creation just about, in fruit, in trees, in plants, in animals. Still, Reb Nelson Zal says, the main sparks that we really have to try to work at rectifying and sorting out are the sparks that are found in money, in gold and silver, hainu betaivas momoin, within the pursuit of money and materialism in this world. Ki taivas momoin klula mikol hashivim avodazoros kemavur hetev b'hatoyrot tziviso tzedek edoisecha Likut Imran chelek alef chav gimel. Rabbi Nazal explains in chapter 23 in Likut Imran that all the 70 idols of all 70 nations are all found in money, which is referred to in the Torah as elilei kesef elilei zov, idols of gold and silver. Ki isa sham, because Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran, sheyesh shivim anpen nehirin, there are 70 faces of light, of holiness, bechinas simcha, which represent joy and happiness, bechinas chayim, life, bechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 16, bi'or penei melech chayim, the light of the face of the king, which shines with life, which gives forth life, that's on the side of holiness. Ula umase, and opposite that, corresponding to that, yesh shivim anpin chashoichin, there are 70 faces of darkness. We know the Torah is referred to as light, kiner mitzvah v'torah oir. There are the shivim ponim of the Torah, the 70 faces of light of the Torah, and there are these shivim anpin chashoichim, these 70 faces of darkness, the other side, bechinas avodizora, which represent idols, bechinas misa, which are associated with death, bechinas atzvus umarashchoira, and also associated with depression. Umi shenoifel ataivas momoin, a person who gets caught up in the pursuit of money, where it becomes an unquenchable thirst. It becomes something that swallows the person up. It occupies the person's mind totally and doesn't allow them to have a real proper connection with Hashem or to think of what the real purpose in life is. Hu mikusher leponim de sitra achra. That person is attached to those faces of the other side. Lebechinas anpin chashuchin, the dark faces, bechinas avodazora, idols, bechinas atzvus morashchoira, sadness, depression. Shezeu Bechinas, this is the curse that Hashem issued. When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem said, Be'itzovoin toichaleno. You will earn your livelihood, your achila, your livelihood will be Be'itzovoin, with depression. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this and expounds on this and gives all the sources related to this. Avol, whereas, mi shebishaber taivas momoim, a person who destroys their taivas momoim, which means he destroys that stranglehold, that addiction to money, where a person is addicted to money and they can't think about anything else. They can't deal with anything else in any significant way because money, 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 everything revolves around money. A person who breaks out of that, v'someach b'chelkoi, and this person is happy and satisfied with what they have. So when they come home after a day's work, and they know they put in their 8 hours, they earned their salary, whatever it is, the person's not thinking, ooh, how am I going to pay this bill? What's going to be with that? What's going to be about summer camp for the kids? What about this? What about... Nothing. I did my ishtadlus, I earned money, and what I earned is what I need. If Hashem, if the Creator would have thought I need more, He would have given me more. The fact that this is what I have right now, this is obviously what I need. And I have to be completely happy and satisfied with it. That person, who bechinas ponim digdusha, that person is attached to the face of holiness. Bebechinas anpin nehirin, as the Zohar HaKadosh uses the term, the faces of light. Bechinas simcha, which is happiness. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 23. That's one of the main chapters in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal really addresses this issue thoroughly. V'zehu, and this is what the Gemara says in Pesachim, page 118, Koshe mezoinoysov shel adam kiflayim kayoleda. The earning of a livelihood of a person is twice as difficult as giving birth. Now, for us guys, for us men, we've never experienced giving birth, but the Torah tells us, and our wives tell us, you can't imagine in your wildest dreams. Don't you ever say that you had a hard day. Nothing a man could ever possibly go through could compare to the difficulty and the pain sometimes in childbirth. So the Gemara says that parnasa is twice as difficult as giving birth. Why? What aspect of parnasa? Kimi shenoifel etayves mamoin, because the Gemara tells us that a woman, when she gives birth, she cries out 70 screams. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about this, the 70 screams that a woman cries out in giving birth, corresponding to the 70 words in Yancho Hashem B'yom Tzora, in that chapter of Tehillim, and in other places. But Rabbeinu Zal says, Mi shenoifel etayves mamoin, a person who gets swallowed up, who becomes totally occupied with the pursuit of money, tzoyekes olav hashchina meyavar boim kolim. The Shechina, the spirit of Hashem, cries out 140 screams for that person. Shtei pomim shivim kolim, 2 times 70. As the Pasuk says, kalani meroishi, kalani mizroi. I am in pain and shame from my head and from my arm. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that this is related to these 140 screams that the Shechina cries over people who become totally swallowed up in this money issue. Ki kol avoidos zorois tchuvois bamomoin. Because all 36 flavors of idols, all the different types of idols, are all steeped in money, are all found in this issue of money, the pursuit of wealth, the pursuit of all kinds of excesses. And therefore a person who falls into that pit, into that bottomless pit, who oived kol hashivim avoid azoros, it's as if he's worshipping all 70 idols, shein b'china shivin anpen chashochin, who are these 70 faces of darkness, hepech shivin an penehirin, the opposite of the 70 faces of light, shehim b'china shivin ponam la Torah, which are the 70 interpretations of the Torah. Ayin shom, look over there in Likutim Ran. Ve'isa shom, and Rabbi Nazar writes there, she'ikr tikun taivas momoin, that the main way for a person to solve this problem, to correct this issue, hurak al yedei shmira sabris, is only by the person achieving purity and self-control in the area of the relationship between men and women. To maintain complete purity the way the Torah teaches us, all the laws of the properness between in the relationship between men and women. Kal yedei dam bris, memait umachnia dam nidois. Because the blood of bris, the blood of the bris milah, the blood, we know a bris milah is an aspect of tikkun habris. Every Jew, when he has a bris milah, enters into holiness, enters into the holiness of being a Jew. That's the beginning of tikkun habris. So Rabbi Nazar says there that the blood of the bris decreases and subdues the blood of nida, the blood of the impure blood, the tamei blood. Shehu bechinas taivas mamoin, which is another nickname for this wrong type of pursuit of money. That's called dam nida. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel chapter 7, uzahavam lenida. Their gold is nida. Their gold is like this impure blood of a woman when she's in this state of impurity. Kemoy shekosov, as the pasuk says in Zechariah chapter 9, Gam at bedam briseich shilachti asirayich mibor. And also you, as a result of your dam bris, as a result of your holy blood, the blood of the bris, the tikkun habris, I will release those of you who are in captivity from the ditch. I'll pull you out of the ditch. Which ditch? The ditch of taivas momoin, that bottomless pit that people get sucked into, and no matter what they, it's never enough, never satisfied, never happy, never peace of mind. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study that chapter on the Likutei Moran well to get real clarity on this topic. Nimtza, we see therefore, shepegam taivas momoin hu pegam kol haTorah kula. That when a person falls and fails in this area of money, it's as if they failed in the entire Torah. Ki zois hataiva klula mikol hashivim avodah zorois. Because this taiva includes all 70 different types of idol worship. Shivin anpin chashoichin, shem keneged shivin ponam la Torah, shu klal ha Torah, corresponding to the 70, which is the opposite of the 70 interpretations of the Torah, which is the entire Torah, which is the entire Judaism. Ukemo yisham rabbi seinazal, as the Gemara says, kol ha'oived avoydezorah ke'ilu oivar al kol ha'Torah kula. A person who worships idols, it's as if he went against the entire Torah. Because the pasuk says, "Kol mitzvay secho emuna," all the mitzvahs of the Torah are all about faith in Hashem. Persons who worshiping idols, he's going against kol mitzvahs. Umi shenoyfil etayves momoyim who oived kol haavoyde zoroi shebo'elam. He's worshiping all the idols. Money is all over. It's international, international monetary fund, international bank. It's universal. It's the idols of all, and again, what do they write on the money? On the American coins. In God we trust. Which God? This is the God. This is our trust. We trust in money. Proof is, the more money a person has, the more secure they feel. The less money, the less secure. It's not, as long as Hashem is in business, I'm okay. It's as long as my bank statement shows I have 3-4 million, then I feel a little bit secure, you know. I gauge my security, my bitachon, on how much money in the bank. Nimtza, shehu oivra al kol haTorah kula. V'chein lehefech, and so too the opposite, on the positive side, mi shesomeach bechelkoi. a Jew who displays genuine happiness and satisfaction with what they have, v'zoicha l'shaber taivas mamoin, and they're zoicha to break out of those chains, that worship of money, that endless pursuit, that bottomless pit. They're satisfied at the end of every day, at the beginning of every day, I'm complete. What do you mean? But you don't have, who cares? I don't have. I do have. Why focus on what I don't have? Focus on what I do have. I'm very happy with everything I have. That person, Vazai hu mekusher b'shivin anpenehirin, and then that person is connected to the 70 faces of light, b'shivin ponim latoira, nimtza shebozeh hu mekayim kol hatoira kula. In that act alone, an act of a Jew waking up in the morning and saying, good morning, Hashem, thank you. Thank you for my pajamas, my slippers, my bed that I just slept on, the negel vasa that I have, the fact that I have a bathroom to go in. Thank you for all the wonderful things. And the person doesn't dwell at all on what they don't have. And they're not depressed, they're not unhappy, they're completely happy and satisfied. At that moment, he is fulfilling the entire Torah. Ki kol ha-Torah kula, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the objective, the goal of the entire Torah is sorting out these sparks, rectifying these sparks that got messed up as a result of the sin of Adam Rishon. The roiv hanitzoitzois heim klulim bekese vezohov betayvas momoin kamuvan bedivra benazal bekama makoimois, and the majority of those sparks are found in money, materialistic things. Ki hamomoin b'shoroshoy govoya ma'oid ma'oid, because money, at its origin, at its spiritual origin, where it originates from, it's very, very holy. It's a very high-level substance. Vishom klulin kol hagavnen eloyim. And in money is found all the heavenly colors, all the spheroids, chesed, gevura, teferis, all the are all found in money. As a result of the sin of Adam Rishon, nisachsu shom haklipo ismoid, the forces of Tumah were able to grab onto that. V'nisarvu elu hanitzutzei shel kesev zov moed, and the holy sparks that were in there got all mixed up and messed up. V'alkein niskalkelos, and that's why everything got totally messed up. As the pasuk says, be'itzovain toychalena, that from that point on, the life in this world is going to be be'itzovain, depression. That's the damage, that's the destruction of one who has the wrong type of pursuit of money. And for this reason, the klipos, the forces of Tumah, really grabbed onto there tremendously, because they knew that's where it's at. That's where all of those sparks are. They're all found in money and in materialistic things. Because this is a known rule in the Torah, that wherever there is a very high level of holiness, when the Tumah finds a loophole, a place to sneak in there, to get in there, to grab on, they will do everything in their power to get in there and to hold on real tight. Bibichinas, as the Gemara points out in Sukkah, page 52, that the Yetzirah is a shrewd businessman. He don't just take any clientele. The Gemara says the Goyim, he don't bother with. Why? Because they don't count. They don't have no holiness. They don't have no juice to go after. So he ignores them. He goes after the Jews. The Jews, the non-religious ones, the totally unaffiliated Jews, he don't bother with them either, because they're no good. Meaning he can't get anything. The sitrach or the tumah can't get anything from them. He goes to the religious Jews and he goes to the best ones. That's who he goes. That's who the Yetzirah goes after. Sheposhat yodai bagdoilim. The Yetzirah extends his hand at the big one. He goes after big fish, right? וזה בחינס מה שנקרואים, וזה בחינס מה שנקרואים הפסוילס של ניצויסויץ הקדושה סוספיסו דדהבו, כמובה בזוהר הקודש. רב נוסן says, now you'll understand a term that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh uses the term susfisa dedavo, which means like the crumbs, the gold dust, like when you're refining gold and in the process there's the dust, the gold dust that comes off it, that's called susfisa dedavo. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that refers to the psalis, the waste matter of these holy sparks. Kim ulehefech, and on the opposite side, that's another nickname for the klipos, the tuma. They are the psoilus, the waste matter of these holy sparks. They are the waste that tries to attach itself to these holy sparks. Ulehefech, and on the other, however, on the other side, kishemizbararim v'nizdakchem hanitzoytzeis min apsoilus, when we succeed in refining these sparks and getting rid of the waste matter. In refinement, you get rid of the junk. You filter out the stuff that's not the pure, pure gold. Hein bechinas kesef tsoruf. Then those sparks are referred to as pure silver. Kamuva bekama mekoymos, as is brought in many places in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. Ki ikar mashenesarvo hanitzutzes hakdoshim hu rak bebechinas kesef ezohov. Because the main place where these holy sparks got mixed up and messed up is in gold and silver. That's where it's meaning, dahainu taivas momain, meaning the pursuit, the wrong type, the unquenchable thirst for money and materialism. V'alkein hu klal kol ha-toira kula l'shaber taivas momain. And therefore, the focus of the entire Torah, the entire Yiddishkeit, is to help a person overcome this disease, this plague called taivas mamayin, this all-encompassing thing that swallows people up, that totally preoccupies and cripples people in this world and gives them a life of suffering, Rachmona Litzlan. And therefore, based on what we just explained, Iker Bias HaMoshiach Tolui B'Shviras Taivas Mamayin. The whole coming of Moshiach is dependent on breaking out of this Taivas Mamayin. B'Bechinas, as the Torah tells us about the coming of Moshiach, V'Hishlichu Ish Elile Kasboi V'Elile Zohavoi. The people will throw away their idols of gold and silver. As Rabbein Azal also discusses this in chapter 13 in Likut Imran. Ayin Sham, look over there. Ki ikar bias Moshiach tolui ad sheyugmar habirur ki yodua. Because the main coming of Moshiach is waiting, is suspended, it's on hold until this birur will be completed, until this process of sorting out these sparks, separating the good from the bad, getting rid of the bad, refining and purifying, until that's completed. The ikar habirur, and the main way that we participate in this, the greatest success in this birur is al yidei shviras taivas mamayin, is dependent on the degree that a Jew is zeiche to break out of this prison, being imprisoned by taivas mamayin. Kishom heim kol hanitzoytzeis hakdoshim v'chol hagavnen eloyin. Because all of the holy sparks and all of those holy colors are found in money. The glitter of money, the glitter, that glitter. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'ikar avoidas. Now, when a person is learning Likutei Halachos, if it seems sometimes that Rav Nosson Zal is repeating himself and he writes clearly introduction, it's not because he didn't have what to say. It's not because he had to use up the ink. He was getting paid by the word. Nothing like that. When he repeats himself, it's because he understood it must be repeated and it must be re-emphasized. And usually, every time he does repeat something, he adds some kind of flavor. There's a modification if you look carefully. So I'm saying when a person sees it, sometimes it seems as if he's really chewing this out. It's because he understood that this is a fraction of what's needed. With all it is chewing out, maybe we'll get the message. Therefore, we see that the main work of a person in this world is to overcome and to defeat, to destroy this grip of this taivas momoin. And thereby sort out and perfect, rectify the holy sparks that are found especially there. V'alkein tzorich lahashir achrav bonim. And this is also the reason why a person, a Jew, must leave behind children after he leaves the world. Because none of us can complete this process by ourselves. Because these holy sparks only get rectified from generation to generation. It's a process. It's an assembly line. It's time related. It nobody can do it. Nobody can grab the whole thing and do it on his own. This is what the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 145. Doer ledoer yeshabach ma'asecha. From one generation to the next generation, they praise the actions of Hashem. The word yeshabach means to praise. The word yeshabach also means to improve. Shevach dira means what improvements did you put into your home improvements. So Rav Nosson says yeshabach zebechinas mashemalin umenasin hanitzoytzos lesharoshim. The word yeshabach in that pasuk refers to the fact that each generation improves and elevates those holy sparks, takes it one level up, higher, out of the rubble, out of the basement, out of the dirt. This is their praise and this is their improvement. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, besoy galov ato tishabchem. When the waves of the ocean rise up, you Hashem smooth them over. You smooth them down. Umuva bezoyer kodesh. The zoyer kodesh says, shezehu shvocha delohain viyikora delohain. This is their praise. This is what's special about them. Mashemenasin atzmon lamala. The fact that the waves are always reaching up. They're always trying to jump up light. They're trying to reach up to Hashem. They're trying to elevate themselves to Hashem. Vezehu doyer ledoyer yeshabach ma'asecha. And this is another translation, another interpretation of this pasuk, that from generation to generation, yeshabach ma'asecha, we improve Hashem's world. We improve these masim. Zebechinas hamomoin v'hamasumatin shenikrasia. This refers specifically to business and work and transactions, which is called asiya. When we talk about the Olam HaAsiya, in creation, there are different terms that are used. There's the Olam HaBriya, the Olam HaYitzira. The Olam HaAsiya is called the Olam HaGashmi. When a person says, it's interesting to note, there's a story told in Breslov, but the way the world operates, if somebody asks you, what do you do? They don't have to add the words, what do you do for a living? Everybody knows what do you do means, what do you do? What do you work? What's your business? What's your, you know, what? Whereas in reality, there was a story with one of the old Breslova that he once went to somebody and said, what are you doing? So the person said, oh, I'm doing this business deal. He said, no, I didn't ask you what Hashem is doing. I asked what you're doing. What did you learn today? What mitzvah did you do today? The business, Hashem is handling that. You're not doing nothing. That's Hashem's job. What doing our asiyah is mitzvah s'maisim tovim. But Rav Nosson says, in the world that we exist in, the term asiya in Gashmias refers to money, making money, asiya. Kimuvon bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymos, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in a few places, bechinas, as the pasuk says, when the Jews completed contributing all the gold and silver for building the Mishkan, and when the Mishkan was finished, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them an incredible bracha. He said, "V'hinoyam Hashem oleinu umas yodeinu koineno oleinu umas yodeinu koineneu." So Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording that he used. Umase yodenu koinen aleinu, shebercha Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them. She tishre bracha b'mase yodehem. That Hashem should put His blessing, His bracha, on the produce of their hands, on what they make, what they do. Ki ikar bechinas hu asiya hu amomain, because the main term asiya that's used in this world is referring to money, making money. As is brought in Rabbeinu Zal's words there. Hainu, but again, what is it really talking about? Lehalois hanitzoitzois mehamomoin. To elevate the sparks of holiness that are found in money, hanikro asiya, this money that's called asiya, bechinas ma'asecha, sheshom ikar hanitzutzois. That's the place where the majority of holy sparks are found. And it is impossible to elevate them, to bring them back, to plug them back into Hashem, back into the Shekhinah, back into the realm of holiness. It's a process that goes from father to son to grandson. It's an assembly line that has to take place over the generations. Bechinas, doer ledor, as we said before, generation to generation, Yeshabach ma'asecha, improves the asiya, the money. They keep elevating it higher and higher. In Likutei Halachos Choshen Mishpat, which deals specifically with money matters, all kinds of items related to money matters, Rav Nosson Zal there many times mentions the fact that we see how, let's say, a certain house, somebody builds a house, and either he himself lives in it for a period of time, then he gets tired of it, he wants a bigger house, and he sells it to somebody else. And that person lives in it for a period of time and then sells it to somebody else. And we see, and Rav Nosson Zal says, it's an assembly line. Each and every person who moves into that house has a mission. They have to perform certain mitzvahs, certain activities in that house to perfect the sparks in that house that are related specifically to them. As soon as they're finished, they're out of there. They're into the next house. They're into, and the same thing is with a car. The same thing with all possessions in this world, all materialistic possessions. The fact that they're found by one person at a certain point in time, and at a particular day, at a particular moment, there's a transfer that takes place where it's no longer in this transfer from this person's possession to that person. It's because of the ruchnis, it's because of the spirituality that's being processed. And this person finished doing what they had to do on this assembly line, they're out of the picture, now it's gonna move to the next guy, who puts in the other screws, the different pieces, to keep rectifying and being misakim these holy sparks. V'alkein ha-yerusha shayach labonim. And it's for this reason that the estate of a person, their inheritance, their estate, usually is passed on to their children. V'ha-ben memalei mekoyim oviv. The son fills in, takes over the place of his father, umekabel nachlosoi, and receives his estate. Ki ikar tikun hanachlo dahinu amomain, hual yedei habonim sheminichim. Because the main thing that's going to allow the estate to get its tikun is the next generation, the children who are going to take it over, and they're going to do their activity at being mevarer, the money. Ki ief shelavaroi kimi lidor dor, because it cannot, this process cannot be accomplished in one generation. It could only be achieved by being passed down from generation to generation. And it's for this specific reason that each and every one of us has a mission to leave behind children in the world, in order to work on, to continue this process on these holy sparks, she'ikram betaivas mamayin, which are the main focus is in thing in money or things related to money. V'alkein habein oimed al nachla soviv. And it's for this reason that the first one in line to take over the estate of the parents, of the father, is the son. Paragraph Gimel, v'zeh b'chinas ma'shekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'maimar anal, and this ties in beautifully with what Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likut Imran, she'ikr tikkun taivas mamon v'alidei shmiras habris. That in order to fix this, in order to fix all of those holy sparks that are found in money, in order to fix this whole issue of money, it's dependent on shmiras habris, on purity in the relationship between men and women. Kalidei dam bris memait dam nidois, because through the holy blood of the bris mila and everything related to that, that decreases, that subdues the blood of tuma, the dam nida, which we said is associated with gold. Uzahavam lenida. Rabbeinu Zal quoted the pasuk. Shehu bechinas taivas mamon. That's another nickname for taivas mamon. Ayin sham, look over there in Torah Lamed, where Rabbeinu Zal makes the connections. Ki ikr tikkun habris hu lahoilid bonim bozeh ha'olam bigdusha betara. Because one of the main accomplishments in tikkun habris is to get married and to produce children in holiness and purity by following all the laws and mitzvahs of the Torah related to that. Ki kol zman she'enoi moilid bonim chas v'shom. Because so long as a person has not yet produced children, afilu im shomar brisoi b'shlemus, even if the person observes all the laws of shmiras habris, he doesn't touch women, he doesn't look at women who are not his wife, he follows all the laws, all the mitzvahs related to shmiras habris, nikra eitz yovesh, he's still referred to as a dry tree, a tree that has not produced fruit yet. V'hu bechinas pigama bris kiyadua, and that's considered a deficiency in the sense in this area of bris. Ki tzorech she'yeh bebechinas eitz pri oise pri, because every one of us has to strive, has to want to be a fruit-bearing tree that bears fruit. V'zehu ikr tikkun habris, and this is one of the main accomplishments in tikkun habris, because the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 45. Hashem did not create the world for it to be uninhabited. He created it because he wanted us to inhabit it. He wanted us to perpetuate mankind, to fill it with human beings. Hainu, ki kol echot tzorech lasoik beyishuv etikin hoilam. Each and every one of us has to try to be involved in civilizing the world and in perfecting the world. V'alkein tzorech lahashir achrav bonim ksherim. Therefore, a person wants to strive that when he leaves the world, he leaves behind children that are religious, that believe in Hashem, that observe Torah and mitzvahs, sheyuchlu levarer yoiser hanitzoitzos shenesarvu, who will be able to continue this process of rectifying those holy sparks that got mixed up when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas toivora. And the main place where those sparks are found is money, in estates, in property, all of those things that are related to money. So therefore, like Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likut Imran, through tikkun habris, of which one major aspect of it is al yedei habonim shemolidim boilim bigdusha, the children that a person is zocheh to produce in this world with holiness, sheze ikar tikkun habris, that's the ultimate goal of tikkun habris, to keep yourself pure in thought and action, everything, to get married and to have children based on all of those laws and mitzvahs, al yedei ze mematin taivas momoin. This helps the person decrease that worship of money, that subjugation, that slavery, being enslaved to money, Dahainu shemevarim hanitzoitzos lisharoshon. We sort out the sparks, the holy sparks, and elevate them to their source, to their origin. Shaydeze nizbatel venismayit hataiva shomamoin. And that eliminates and decreases the desire for, the worship for money. Ki ikar habirur al yidei habonim daika. Because the main success in sorting out these sparks and being said is through the children that a person has. Ki yefshir levarom ki midor ledor. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah teach us, you cannot do this by yourself. This is something that has to transgress lines. It has to go from grandfather to grandson to from generation to generation. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains another aspect of this, paragraph Dalid. Gam habonim bi'atzman shezoichen lohilid b'gdusha. In addition, those children that a Jew is zoichet to produce with holiness, shezeo b'china shmira sabris kanal, which we referred to in the previous paragraph, that's one aspect of shmira sabris, zehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas tikin taivas mamoin. That itself is a correction of this taivas mamoin. Sheshom roiv hanitzutzes dikdusha, where the majority of those holy sparks are found. You know why? Ki ikar hoilodas habonim hual yidei habirur shenizbarer bebirur achar birur bimei ibur veleda kayadua. Because the whole concept of being able to produce a child depends on a process, a refinement that takes place. One level of refinement and further from when that seed is generated, how that seed is processed, all the different processes and procedures that it goes through until the embryo starts forming, and the whole process of the child starting to develop, and all of that is birur achar birur that goes on throughout the period of pregnancy, the 9 months or 7 months of pregnancy, veleda, and birth. Kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, Shekol yemei ibur veleda heim bechinas birurim kemavur biksavim. The Kisvei, the Arizal, and other Sifrei Kabbalah explain that whole time period when the mother keeps complaining, nothing's happening. When is this kid going to come out already? I can't stand this. No, it's not moving. Nothing's moving. They have no idea that every nanosecond there's movement. There's movement every nanosecond. There's things going on. There's birurim. There's activity going on. There's tikkunim. There's sorting out of sparks. The ikur habirur, and the grand finale of this birur is hu bebechinas dam nekar v'nasecholov. What the Gemara says in Bchoros, page 6, that right after a woman gives birth, the blood, all of that blood that assembled and that came out in the process of birth, gets converted to milk, to whiteness. The redness gets converted to whiteness. Hainu shenishapech v'nimtak hadam nidois. This blood of nida, this impure blood, gets converted and gets sweetened and becomes milk. V'zehu b'chinas tikin ubiru taivas mamayin. And this is the concept of correcting and fixing, repairing this whole issue of taivas mamayim, shehu bechinas dam nidois. We said that money, the wrong kind of desire for money, is referred to as blood, dam nida. We know there's a term, blood money. Blood money, I kill myself for the money. That term, blood money. Bechinas, as we quoted the pasuk earlier, uzahovam lenida. Their gold is associated with nida, impure blood. Kishom kol hanitzoitzos dikdusha, because in money is found all of those holy sparks. Umishom mizbarer hanefesh dikdusha shel hazera hanoilad bimei ibor veleda. And it's from the money, from the possessions, from all of this materialism, that there is extracted the soul, the holy soul of the child that's going to be born, that's going through that process of pregnancy and birth. She'oz mizbarer hanefesh, that's when that soul is going through all kinds of processing and all kinds of development. Shesharosha ba'ashirus. That soul that is rooted in wealth, in money. Mitoich taivas mamayim. From within that taiva of mamayim. Kehituch kesef besoich kur. Just as the process of refining silver, when we put it into that large keli that they use to refine silver. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Zechariah chapter 13, when it speaks about us, it's not talking about money, it's talking about the Jews, and it says, Hashem says, utzeraftim, I will refine them, kitzroifes hakesef, like a guy who refines silver ore. Ubechantim, and I will put them through tests, refinement, all kinds of refinement. Kivichoynes hazov, like gold goes through an incredible process of refining to bring it to its pure state. Ki ikar habirur hu bekesev hazov, because this main birur isn't gold and silver. Vaydeze habirur vatzeruv shel kesev hazov daiko mishom mezbarer hanefesh shel hazera hanoilad. And it's by a person going through all the tests that they go through in dealing with money correctly, that the money isn't controlling them, they're controlling the money. The money doesn't decide if I'm happy or not. Hashem, my relationship with Hashem is my happiness. And the more a person is zoicha to conquer, to overcome this taivas mamayim, the more they're succeeding in being mevarer, that in sorting out and extracting the souls, those holy sparks, which become the souls that are born to Jews. Ki kol hanefoshos shoroshon ba'ashirus, because all souls are rooted in wealth. Kimavur heitev b'maimar gzela, as Rabbeinu Zal shows very clearly in chapter 69 in Likut Imran, Ayin Shom Kol Hamaymar Hated. Study that chapter in Likut Imran very well, where Rabbeinu Zal shows that the children of a person are related to the wealth of the person. He brings psukim and everything, and that's why when a person steals from another person, the Gemara says it's as if he stole his wife and kids, because the souls of the wife and kids are connected to the money, are attached to money and wealth. Umevoyer Shom Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Sheho Isho Hi Bechinas Ashirus, that the woman represents wealth. The Gemara says, Rava said to his students, Oikirul and Eshaichu, respect your wives, ki hechi de tisatru, so that you'll be rich, you'll be wealthy. The beisoi zuishtoi, the house, the estate, is the wife. Vashirus digdusho ze ikr oyer nafsha, and holy wealth, kosher money, money that a person doesn't worship, money that's used properly for mitzvahs, for good things, that ashirus digdusha ze ikr oyer nafsha, that is the light of the soul of the woman, of the wife. V'habonim hanoylodim imena, and the children that are produced from the woman, heim tluyim, they are attached to her, kiperois hatluyim banofim shalilan, like fruit that's attached to branches on a tree. V'hanofim, and the branches, the woman is the tree, the branches, heim bechinas ashirus digdusha, are the money, the wealth, the holy wealth. Sheze ikr oira ushleimusa. That's the main light and shleimus of the woman and of the family. Vesham tluyim habonim. And that's the connection. That's what connects the children to her. Kishoirish hanefesh ba'ashirus dikdusha. Because the source, the root of the souls, is in wealth, holy wealth. Ayin Shom Hetev. Look over there in chapter 69. Study it well. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shebonim Noilodim Al Yedei Birur Shel Ashirus. The children are born and are produced through the perfection, through by doing the proper procedures on the wealth, on the money. V'al kainin, therefore, al yidei bonim digdusha shemoylidin. The more children that a person is zoicha to produce in holiness, shezehu ikr tikkun habris kanal, which we said is one of the most important aspects of tikkun habris, Through this, a person decreases the negative aspects of money, the avodah zarah of money, that aspect of it. Ki ikar hoilodas habonim hualidei birur v'zikuch taivas momoim. Because the whole ability to produce children and everything was dependent on the purification of money. You know, the tikkun for taivas momoim. Ki zehu ikar habirur. Because this is the real birur. When we talk about refining the gold, refining the silver, what are we trying to come? What is our final end product? Is it the pure gold and silver? No. It's the souls. It's those pure souls that we extract from this ashirus. Shenizbarer hanefesh, the soul gets refined. Bimei ibur v'leida, during the days of pregnancy and birth. Bebechinas, as the Gemara uses the wording, dam nekar v'nasecholov, that the blood does its thing, you know, goes through a process and it becomes milk. Ki shoyresh hanefesh, because the roots and the source of where the soul comes from is in money, holy money, meaning money that's being dealt with properly. And that's why Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 23, that through Tikkun HaBris, we perfect Taivas Momoin. Rav Nosson Zal in these two paragraphs just showed very clearly the connection between the two. How one of the most outstanding aspects of Tikkun HaBris is bringing children into the world, which is directly connected to Tikkun Taivas Momoin, because the souls come from the same place that money comes from. This is a theme that's mentioned in several chapters on Likut Imran, especially in chapter 69 over there. We'll hold it over here for now.